What was your favorite 2021 webtoon moment?
I am biased. Probably the marriage of a young Daniel Yoon to his new lovely wife, Rose Choi. I literally waited years to see them get married. So no matter how strangely that webtoon ended or continued, I still wanted to see my babies get married. That was my favorite moment.
Aww. I think mine was when Yohan died.
That was amazing.
Hello, future friends.
And welcome to the Be My Friend podcast.
Wings for days.
Did you do wings?
I did do wings. I don't do them a lot because I'm not the best at them, but they're
there. Hard. It's my favorite way to do eyeliner, but it is hard. You have to be like in the mood and capable. I usually have so many Q-tips. I'm like sitting there cleaning it up as I go.
Oh my gosh, I should do the Q-tips. I don't. If I touch them too much, then that's what happens. Like my eyes tear then.
My eyes are, I don't know, they're just dry forever all the time, so it doesn't matter.
I wish I had dry eye.
Now my eyes hurt really bad because they're like, why'd you put things on me?
They're like, what the hell is this shit?
What is this, Tyler? What are you trying to do right now? What are you trying to prove? I look like putting glitter on garbage.
I tried putting glitter on. I don't think you can see it. I don't know.
We're here trying to be festive, you guys.
Ha! All right. Okay.
Okay.
My hat stays on. All right. Hey, guys. I'm Tiff, and I'm here with my awesome co-host and, more importantly, my friend, Tyler.
Hey, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for stopping by. That's all I could think to say because I know it's been an absence.
We've been gone for a while. And now we're back.
Yeah, we were talking before we came on. We thought we're gonna lay it on straight with y'all and be honest. And I think this will probably be a yearly affair where between October and December, we will be here as much as we can be. But I think like everyone else in the world, it's just a very busy, busy time of year. So this is only a hobby. We do this for fun. So we obviously have a lot of other things going on.
We're usually dying in November, December time, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, just with the holidays, mm-hmm, and workflows and all that.
Yes.
So
without divulging too much, Tiff has a very heavy workload. I kind of hit my heaviest workload in about October too. And then we have abnormally large families, I think, I would say.
Yes.
At least, I mean, out like in-laws when you include everything. So that's why the holidays just get to be a lot.
A little chaotic. You know, we die a little bit every day. So why not bring in the new year to celebrate new and fresh selves?
Yes.
And whatnot.
We went all out. We tried to be as sparkly as possible because we are ready for 2022 since We don't really have a huge plan for today. This is going to be a very relaxed episode. We're going to talk about our favorite webtoon moments from 2021. I thought Tiff and I could maybe discuss like our yearly review thing that Webtoon put out because that was so fun. I thought that'd be a cool thing to talk about. How much time did you really spend on Webtoon? Was it a lot? Mine was.
Yours was a little bit more than mine, but mine was still a lot.
Tiff has more of a life than I do. We'll put it that way. Thought we could talk about our podcast and how far we've actually come in this year, especially considering the nosedive we took into oblivion at the end of the year.
I feel like it's pretty exciting to see how far our podcast has come during such a difficult time that happened in the world. Mm-hmm. So some positives is that Tyler and I came together and made this podcast, and so many exciting things happen from 2020 to 2021 to now 2022. And we hope that more exciting things continue to happen to us in our podcasts.
God,
because we enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, I can honestly say that this, like, our coming together, making this partnership, and talking most weeks when we were able to come on about webtoons was probably a very, not probably, it definitely was one of my highlights of the year. It definitely made my year a lot better and gave me something to look forward to constantly. Like, the recording portion of this is one of my favorite things that we do. It's such a mess. It's always so chaotic when we do it, but it's my favorite thing that we do every week, and getting to like see Tiff's face every week is so fun and nice for me. So I gotta say, this has been very uplifting just for my life in general.
And I mean, I call her every day. I call her every single day. Mm-hmm. So, so it's not like we don't talk.
No. I'm like, Tiff doesn't talk to me for 6 days. And then finally on Sundays when we record our podcast, she does call. No, we talk every day. When we don't talk, we're like, I miss you. And it's been like 48 hours.
And then our husbands are like, are you guys okay? And we're like, no. No.
It's become a very dependent relationship, and I'm okay with that.
It's totally fine. But yeah, we enjoy this a lot, and I believe we started this podcast about a full year ago.
Almost, honestly. Well, we started talking about it for sure a year ago, because this all popped off when your husband bought you a microphone for Christmas in 2020.
Yes, this baby right here. I totally forgot about it, because Tyler and I talked about starting a podcast for so long. We always would just call each other and talk about webtoons, and we're like, you know what, we should start our own show and talk about it. We enjoy talking to each other, and we're like, well, maybe some people want to listen to us talk about it. I don't know who you are, but
we're like, we don't know who. It turns out some very lovely people are who. Little did we know, we didn't know what we would attract. I'm so happy that we wound up attracting like some of the nicest people ever, who are just so very sweet.
That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to kind of build a community of people of around our age that also loves to nerd out about webtoons just as much as we do. And I said I needed a microphone, and he was like, all right. Literally months go by, and for Christmas, he's like, here's a microphone. I'm like, what's that for? And he's like, your podcast.
Well, I'm like, oh. It's so stupid, because we would talk about it all the time. It seems so obvious. All the time. Like, clearly it was so obvious even to him. And we've talked about the men in our lives. We love our husbands, but we're not going to pretend like they're the most aware about everything. So clearly it was right. Aware enough that he got you a microphone, and we're still like, what's that for?
What is this? And he's like, machine?
And we had like 2 weeks in there too where you're like, should I just have him take this back? I mean, are we really? And I'm like, no, you know what? No, I'm going to Target. I'm buying a microphone. We're doing this.
And literally, this almost did not happen. I was ready to return this baby. And Taylor's like, no, this is a sign.
I'm like, you know what? If Eric bought you a microphone, we're doing this, because this means something. And yep, my husband and I went to Target, got me a microphone, and this was born. We started prepping and thinking and deciding what we were going to do and making the artwork. It was so much fun to put it all together. We had so much fun.
So many big brain theories, tinfoil hats we came up with, and, you know, the space theme. The music was one of the most exciting things to find.
That was like a highlight. I remember I drove up. What was I doing?
You were going on a very far journey.
I was driving like 4 hours, and I literally put on a YouTube playlist for this White Bat Audio, which is where we get all our music from, and I was like listening to it all the way there. And I got there, and I was sitting in the Chick-fil-A parking lot, and I sent Tiff like 12 of them. I'm like, I think this one, but I love this one. And then we just like sit there and jam to them until we found the one that we thought was us.
Right? I just remember playing it over and over then, like getting ready.
Yep.
I'm like, we're going to be so cool.
Yep. And we are. I mean, kind of. The music's cool, though.
The music's pretty cool. Our logos, thanks to Tyler, are beautiful and fun and exciting. And we look so cute as little cartoons.
Oh, God. I do love our chibis. I'd like to revamp them for 2022, maybe.
It was so funny. I still remember us being so nervous to record our first episode. First of all, it took us like 2 hours just to set up to get ready. And I mean,
now it only takes us 1 hour.
We were so excited. we reread In the Bleak Midwinter a couple times because we wanted to make sure that we really knew it inside and out. And we already did. I mean, it's like my favorite webtoon. Mm-hmm. And we're like, no, we have to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And we went on so nervous, but it was exciting. We had a lot of fun. And it just, we got better as we went. And a lot of exciting things happened because we did our first interview with Mike.
Yeah, we actually crossed off so many big things in our first year, just being able to create a podcast and go on to already interview a webtoon creator. That was a big step. I am really so thankful to him and proud of us for getting something like that done already within the first 12 months of even making this. That was like a big thing I think we wanted to do. So I'm really yes. proud that we were able to get one done. And I mean, hopefully we can get more done.
I still can't believe it happened. I feel like it was a dream yes. and it didn't happen.
Mike's so nice. I don't know. He's probably just like, why are you guys so weird about this? We're like, he was on our show.
It was awesome. I was sweating the whole time.
I don't remember what I was doing that day, but I had cup noodles with me the entire time because I was like freaking out trying to get set up. So I didn't have time to eat lunch. And then I was starving. So I yes. was sitting there like secretly eating cup noodles while we were interviewing Mike.
I remember, well, and
not
we
very secretly actually.
We got on the show, I think, an hour before, right? Mm-hmm. Just to calm our nerves before he came on.
Yep.
So I think that was the biggest highlight for our show in 2021. But even leading up to it, we got to meet so many creators and actually form some type of friendships with some of them along the way as we discover their webtoons and talk about it on our show. So, I mean, it was really exciting. Like, Joe sends us all these really beautiful postcards, and we're extremely thankful for that.
He's such a nice guy.
The day Mungi literally messaged us on Twitter was like, had us screaming.
You know, this
on
is that is the second time I have to say, I don't know if she would ever listen to this, but Mungi is responsible for me having two meltdowns on the ground. Because the first one was when I laid down next to my refrigerator when Charles and Sam kissed. And then the second time I had a meltdown was outside of the bathroom. My husband was taking a bath and Mungi followed us on Twitter and then messaged us saying that she liked the podcast episode we did. I read that, I screamed, and then I ran to tell my husband, who's just like in the bathtub. I'm like, and I'm like laying on the ground outside the bathroom. I'm just like, Mungi followed us. And I mean, my husband's like, who the hell is that?
We're like, this is big time.
I'm like, she messaged us too. And he's like, that's nice. He's just like, can I take my bath? I'm like, no.
We're like, this is too exciting. Besides all those amazing interactions, and you have to remember, these creators to us are like celebrities.
Oh yeah, so. We're huge fans. That's all this is we're basically being perceived by someone we are a huge fan of. So at the end of the day, never forget we are fangirls. I like to think we are trying to be more professional, but we are still fangirls because we love what they do. So it's exciting to us.
We kind of just built on our brand a lot. We came up with top fives, you know, our coloring's better, our video's better. We've come such a long way. We even actually got to meet in person, which yeah. was awesome. I think that was like the biggest highlight for us. Tyler and I knew each other prior, yeah. but we did meet in the webtoon universe. Like, we never met in person though. So to finally be able to do that, Tyler decided to come visit me here in my state, and it was amazing, and we spent a whole week together and had the time of our lives. So
it was so much fun. It was so much fun. And I'm trying to get her to come visit me, and I live in South Dakota. I don't feel bad saying that. I don't think anyone will find me. Good luck among the cows. It takes a lot of coaxing. There's not a lot out here.
I would 100% do it if I wasn't a huge scaredy cat to fly by myself. So
someday. We're working on it, guys.
I feel like I'd be that person just to get lost. I'd be the kid from Home Alone to get on the wrong plane and be like, hey, I'm going to see Tyler. And I end up in Florida or somewhere. And I'm like, hello. I don't know.
It's... That wouldn't happen. But I understand.
It might. I mean, don't put it past me.
Things have progressed since then. I don't think they'd let you.
Right? I know.
No, it's so much fun. That was the best. That was, like, one of the best weeks of my life and definitely the highlight of my year. It was just really nice. We've clearly just become such good friends and we talk every day, like I said. So it's just like, yay, we finally got to see each other in real life. Everyone's just probably like, that's nice. I like how we're just reflecting on how great it is to be friends.
We're best friends.
I'm like, guys, that you is- know we're best friends.
We're
going to talk about it for this whole hour, so.
What are webtoons? We're best friends.
But we're it is like because filming. Of webtoon, so thanks, webtoon, I guess. Webtoon doesn't even know who we are still to this day. We're like, we're a part of your program, and they're like, who the f*** are you?
I know. We're like, we are influencers for you. They're like, what is that? I don't know either.
I got so excited in Hot Topic when I was buying lore pins that the lady said to me at the checkout, she was like, oh, I see you're a Lore Olympus fan. And I was like, yeah. And then I said, I love webtoons in general. She's like, yeah, I like webtoons. And I said, I'm a webtoon influencer. And she was just like, what? And I was like, nothing.
Never mind.
And I'm like, why did I say that? That was the weirdest thing to say ever. Like, this 19-year-old in Hot Topic doesn't give a shit.
We went to Hershey, PA together. Yes. And because I had to take Tyler to, you know, Chocolate
Hell
World.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And we went into this little boutique and there was a girl there and she was listening to us talk about our podcast. And she's like, I overheard you guys talking. Do you guys have a podcast on webtoons?
Because no, she didn't even know it was webtoons. She was just like, what's your guys' podcast about?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you don't want to know because we're just like embarrassed in the corner.
But she did say she loved webtoons once we finally admitted. She was like, oh, I read this and this.
Shout out to you, girl, if you see this. I remember because you subscribed to us, and I'm pretty sure you even commented on a video or two. So, like, you're a real one. Shout out to you. First
yeah,
person we met
excited.
That subscribed to us. That was amazing.
We're like, we are webtoon influencers. Again.
People are just like, what does that mean? I mean, technically, I could be like, I'm a water bottle influencer. Like, I mean, all you have to do is have the thing and be like, you should get this.
That was another really cool thing, though, to happen to us in 2021 was to have an interview with Webtoon. I guess it wasn't technically an interview, but it felt like one. They said they wanted to meet with us to talk about the influencer program.
That was so fun.
So then we got to talk with like someone that worked at Webtoon. So.
Who was so nice, by the way.
And I remember Tyler and I also sweating a lot for that as well.
Uh-huh. We've had a whole year of like panicking because even when that ambassador program was released and we went to go send all of our information in. I mean, I was at Disney World. It was my sister's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember it was like raining and I sprinted across Epcot to get back to my hotel because I'm like, we're going to be ambassadors. And of course we weren't going to be ambassadors. We had like 7 subscribers. But we were like, maybe they'll like our spunk.
Maybe there's still hope. I remember you were in Epcot and I was in a pool. It was winter. It was snowing outside. So we went indoors somewhere to go swim. And I'm like swimming in this pool and I checked my phone and I was like, what is this, Tyler? And we were just going back and forth. So, and you're like, I'm running through Disney. And I'm like, I'm telling Eric we need to drive home right now.
We spent hours on the phone that night submitting everything to Webtoon. I had to make a Facebook page, which I like deleted my Facebook a year ago. So I had to like get on Facebook again and then make a Facebook page just to like apply to be an ambassador. It was a whole mess.
There was a lot going on.
And I was at Disney World and Tiff was in a pool and whatever. It got done. It meant nothing. They turned us down. We got a hard no from Webtoon. Like genuinely we did. We got an email that was like, no. And that's okay.
But we've grown. We have
about 500 now, which blows my mind.
Yeah, 500.
Where do
and
you
we're
all
still
come
growing.
From? Who are you?
What are you guys doing?
Whoa, I don't know.
I see good things for 2022. Yes. I hope our numbers continue to grow. I hope we get to interview some more awesome Webtoon creators.
And more creators in general. I think our goal is to like make a cult, like a cool nerd cult, not a creepy one, not one where you have to like run away from your family, except for to like read Webtoons. But then you can go back to them when you are done.
You're allowed. And there's no juice. So.
Yeah, no, there's no Kool-Aid, nothing like that. I do have cream soda in a wine glass that everyone is welcome to participate with this tradition of cream soda in a wine glass, but nothing sinister. I don't really foresee another like long hiatus of us just disappearing when it comes to like the early months of the year anyways. Like, we're pretty good at getting stuff done during that time.
We are. We have our
life
shit more together.
Life slows down a little bit for us, and we're able to work on things, but
we are planning to talk about other things besides Webtoon in the future. Mm-hmm. So we are going to be discussing some movies and shows and, I don't know, all sorts of crazy nerd things that we also love. So
we've discussed a lot of different franchises, shows, and just characters in general that we could talk about. I know like both Tiff and I are big fans of like Disney World and Universal Parks, and even stuff like that would probably be fun to do episodes on.
Yeah, and I would love to do that. Tyler's husband even agreed to come on to talk about horror movies.
Yeah,
so
we're gonna do some horror movie podcasts. We were kind of talking about maybe doing like a movie themed episode once a month.
We'll have different discussions, even talk about some Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yes.
So Zuko, Dante Bosco, if you ever want to come on the show, because I know you have a podcast.
He's never going to see this.
Everyone, comment down below, Dante Bosco, tag him.
Dante Bosco. No, we are going to talk about Avatar. We should totally do a rewatch and talk about each book. And then, honestly, I would have no problem reaching out to Dante Bosco. He'd probably be like, who are you? And I'd be like, come on our show.
I have your autograph. He's like, how? I'm like, don't worry about it.
Like, I got it from you while you were sleeping.
He's like, restraining order.
Jesus Christ.
No, he like signs autographs sometimes on Instagram, so
it was a legitimate process, guys.
Nothing creepy.
No, it was not creepy at all. Our ultimate goal would be to like go to Comic-Con. So we have like lots of we enjoy lots of different nerdy things, which is where most of our topics would come from. Like, we're not going to come completely out of left field and like one day just come on here and be like, let's talk about football.
So. We will never talk about sports.
No.
That curling.
Oh my God, curling is actually pretty awesome.
Gets me on the edge of my seat.
My grandparents curl. Like, that is, I mean, they are Canadian. So it maybe fits, but
I love that. Mm-hmm. I
so
feel
sweet.
Like I'm really bad at every single winter sport. I feel like maybe curling would be the one that I might master.
Yeah,
so.
I'd say. I mean, you're just kind of like riding along with a rock. Or you're the one like doing the sweeping.
Yeah, sweep, sweep, sweep.
Yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't like that one, though. My arms would hurt.
Yeah, it would get pretty tedious.
Seems bad.
Curling. See, we can talk about anything, but we won't. Well, we might, but we'll keep it short. Maybe.
Well, maybe. But besides our podcast.
That was a great rewrap. I don't know. Yes, it's just been it's been a joy, and I'm so grateful. It's all thanks to Webtoon, which was the other thing we wanted to talk about a bunch.
So let's dive into the craziness that has happened in 2021 Webtoon.
For you, what was the first year you started reading them?
2000, either 18 or 19, around there.
That would make sense. Mine was definitely 2019, and then of course we met in 2020, but 2021 was a wild ride for us. Some of our favorites came to an end. Some of our favorites began and came to an end.
Yes. That's, I think, the crazy thing about 2021 is we found a lot of Webtoons that we were obsessed with, mm-hmm. and then they ended.
Yep.
And we're like, oh, now what?
We really did. We lost some of the greats this year. Devil Number 4 ended. Age Matters ended. Siren's Lament ended. Unholy Blood came and went.
props to her.
God, that was so amazing. It's going to go down as one of our favorites forever. God, what else went away? I mean, there was more that ended, right?
I can't think of any other ones that ended.
Hmm. I guess the impact from those was just so great that it felt like there were more.
We had so many that were on hiatus forever and then came back to us that I couldn't even believe that it was happening. Mm-hmm. Like, I Love You was on hiatus for so long. I didn't think it would ever return, and it did, and it's back, and so there's that.
I was like, and you don't really have much to say about it, but it does exist still.
I mean, I still get to see Noel's face, so I mean, that's
something.
That is, I will live that's a with big that. Something. That is a big something. I never thought I would see his face again. I'll never forget when I Love You came back and I saw Noel and I screamed at my iPad. It was just like, ah!
Yeah.
That was a highlight. Well, yeah. I needed to get moving a little bit. So. Yeah. So hope in 2022 gets a little crazy for I Love You.
I know, that would be my dream for the new year, is that I Love You starts getting, something happens. I hope something starts to happen.
Starts wrapping up or something.
Yeah, something goes somewhere.
And I mean, we had Mungi return from hiatus. Yes, Let's Play. So we were so excited when Let's Play came back.
We were waiting.
And it came back swinging.
Mm-hmm. It really did. And we're loving this new season.
Came back swinging with some Charles, some charm.
I mean, Tiff and I are big Charm fans, so we are loving this season. We're loving recent episodes and developments. I'm sure we will do an episode on Let's Play in the near future. We have to.
My hat just is like,
your hat just doesn't want to stay here. It's like, I am over this year.
We also had the Kiss Bet come back from hiatus. Yeah. Which is exciting, and it came back so cute.
It did.
We're living for it.
Yeah,
so.
We're currently very much living for the Kiss Bet. Another one that is high on our priority list for doing a dedicated episode too soon.
We got some good news from In the Bleak Midwinter, from the creators, saying that they are going to be returning soon. They're mapping everything out, and we're happy that both of them are doing okay and are healthy again. And
especially Allie.
Can't wait to
read. Sounded like she has had quite the journey. I am so grateful that she is doing well now, and hopefully she can move forward without any issues. And we're very excited to have that back. We are like foaming at the mouth.
Their story is just one of our favorites, and I can't wait. I can't wait to see Ivan again.
Yes. Got it. We had, you know, with Siren's Lament ending, we also got Eternal Nocturnal, so we got Instant Miso back. So in 2021, like, where one ended, there was a new beginning.
How? That girl, like, what is she doing over there? She's just pumping out webtoons like a factory.
I know. She was so ready because even at the end of it already, she had a little promo for her next series. And we're loving that one. That's another one high on our list that we are going to be doing a dedicated episode to soon.
I remember seeing the promo for Eternal Nocturnal, and it just grabbed me right away. So I could not wait. I did not expect it to come out this year when it did. So I've been loving it. It is one I fast pass. I love the artwork. I mean, she's always so good at her artwork, but the storyline is so interesting.
To leave and come back so fast and to come back so amazingly with such a great storyline that we're already completely sucked into.
We also got Cursed Princess Club that came back.
Yes!
This year.
One that did have a long hiatus, though, because Cursed Princess Club, we were just talking about how it came back, and she's always on the ball. Like, it doesn't take her long to come back. And no shade if it does. That's fine. Because one that we did get back after what I felt like was an excruciating wait was Love Advice from the Great Duke of Hell. We had a long wait. But I think he finishes, like, his entire seasons before he, like, starts putting them out.
I think we forget all these webtoons that came back from hiatuses or new webtoons that came about, because we had such big ones leave and go on hiatus that we're like, oh my gosh, there's nothing to read. And here we have all these webtoons that came back and we're like, wow.
I know, we talked about that a lot, actually. We're like, oh, there's nothing. And then there's so much.
because we were pretty upset with Unholy Finish, all the webtoons that finished up, like we just talked about. We also had a bunch that went on hiatus. So we had Purple Hyacinth, we had Phase, and we have Everything Is Fine that went on hiatus. And that's a new one that we got in 2021, and we love it. And to see it go on hiatus, I mean, well deserved, but we're like, we miss
you. Yeah, we really do. That was one I looked forward to. That was like my Sunday night party. Every single Sunday night, I was ready for whatever weirdness was going to come my way. And yeah, I forgot. Right? Literally, 2021 brought us Everything Is Fine to the original platform. That was big because that like came into webtoon and like it was so big, it like just immediately exploded because it's amazing.
I do feel like I've never saw webtoon quite do that, so I applaud him for accomplishing so much in such a short amount of time. Like, whoa.
It's awesome. It's because it's such a great story. I stand by it, and he knows what he's doing, and I think just his pure being, obviously very good at what he does, managing it and getting it done. He 100% deserves everything because, yeah, these creators that are on top of it, it's really admirable, and I'm glad that they get the success that they deserve.
Speaking of Everything Is Fine, we got so many new webtoons this year that we are loving on. We also got Double Agent, and we also got Step...
Oh my God, my favorite. You guys, drum roll, please. I do have a new favorite. I have a new favorite webtoon.
She does have a new favorite.
It's becoming, it's my everything. It's my baby. I love it so much. And that is Tricked Into Becoming the Heroine Stepmother.
She's in love. Wow, that title.
It's like the longest title ever. And I don't even know how to shorten it. Because I'm like, I usually will say Heroine Stepmother. But I'm just like, it's so long. It's so long.
It's so long. I just say Stepmother.
Yeah, Stepmother.
I'm like, that Stepmother one.
You're like, you know, the Stepmother one. We are going to be doing another episode on Double Agent soon because I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but Tiff and I are loving it. I think it's so fascinating and fun to like it. It gets good. I would say like if you're thinking that you're going to drop it, if it's too dark, obviously drop it. But if you're not sure about the storyline, I would say go a little ways in because it really does pick up at a certain point and you did kind of need the build up to it. If you are still on the edge and you're wondering, I would say still keep going for a little while. I don't fast pass it, Tiff does, but I'm up to all the free episodes. And I would say in the past few episodes is when it really like hit for me. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm into this now.
Right. And that's one of the reasons why I fast pass it. I guess I wanted more answers immediately.
Yeah.
So I threw all my coins and it has 7 fast passes, and I can tell you that it is getting wild and Sasha is gonna kick some serious butt. And I am ready for it. I know it's dark, so I mean, please don't hate on it.
No, and I know there's other people out there who do read them and think they're interesting, and that's okay. It's like I said, it's not everyone's cup of tea. We don't expect that everything we love is something that everyone else is gonna love, but I know there are other people out there reading it, and we like darker things sometimes. So it doesn't, Thunderman doesn't shock us, really. It's not that bad, you know, it doesn't really faze me.
See, I kind of think it's very similar to V for Vendetta. Mm-hmm. So if you like that movie, V for Vendetta, and you really focus on what exactly happens in that movie, it's like the same exact thing that's happening in this webtoon.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah, if you like that movie, go read Double Agent. I mean, I really like it. I think it's twisted, but it's very intriguing at the same time.
That's what makes it interesting, and we're loving it. So that's going to be one we definitely talk about. It's just become one that we look forward to every week, along with my beloved heroine stepmother.
Which is so cute. So you could go read Double Agent, and then you could go read that one to feel happy vibes.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I typically do. I actually think this one is, it's kind of like Age Matters, but better.
Ugh. Everyone just falls over it.
So if you are like me and you are a huge fan of Age Matters, you're going to die for this story. I'm telling you, go read it. If you loved Age Matters, you will love this. You will love it.
It's smoother.
It's smoother.
Like
I think it's because it was a novel and they adapted it, which means that the plot is already worked out. And I understand that's probably why, but it definitely shows.
I don't know. Tyler and I have found ourselves reading these Korean webtoons a lot more that are following novels because we just like how smooth the storyline is.
I think because Korean webtoon, because that's sort of an older thing that's been happening for years, they've sort of smoothed out the process a little better than we have gotten to do yet, which is why it's so important we still support the English side of it, because we're like doing our best over here. But you can tell, and that's why we've been getting into these Korean imports, because it's just so clear that they have this system down pat with their webtoons. Unholy Blood was a shining example.
I mean, I don't know, Unholy Blood is like at the top of the list. I don't know, I have very high expectations now, thanks to Unholy Blood.
Well, thanks to how a few of them ended this year, I would say my expectations for a webtoon from start to finish have been greatly increased, even in terms of like Siren's Lament. The way she ended that was so amazing that,
that was chef's kiss.
Expectations.
That one last episode, I even said to Tyler, I said, if we don't see Ian get back with her mom, I'm going to be so upset. But she gave it to us. She gave it to us. And I was just like,
but it was such a valid fear because I feel like we're burned all the time.
All the time with those side characters, you know?
Like, if you learn to love a side character, come on, you gotta give us the side character. And she did, and she did it perfectly. And even now, you see, like, her little doodles and stuff. She'll include Ian in them, and I love that. I love her. Instant Miso has, like, quickly become one of my favorites.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited for all these new webtoons and the ones that have returned. And speaking of creators that have come back in 2021, we got Snail Lords back.
Yes!
And he's writing under his favorite genre. It's definitely more his pace.
I know that he is enjoying this one much more, and Death Rescheduled is one that I'm like saving up a couple of them. I'm going to read them all in one go. I've heard lots of people say different things about it being amazing and also being a little too dark. So
we'll just add it to the double agent list.
I mean, Tiff and I, again, I doubt it's even going to faze me. I'm probably going to read it and be like, yep. Yeah. I'm wearing a meat cleaver and a knife as earrings, so
this is us.
What is dark? I don't know.
What is dark? I like a little romance sprinkled into my dark. That's why I like Double Agent a little bit. I'm like, ha.
That's why Unholy Blood was so great, because Untae was, like, dying, and they were making out.
Right? So it was, like, you know, the best of both worlds.
There's, like,
worlds.
Blood running out of both their mouths, and I'm like, ooh, okay. Johan just explodes at the end, and I'm like, whoa.
I'm like, aw, he loves her.
There's something wrong with us. I don't know.
I'm like, aw, Levy, you go out and find yourself, girl.
Yes, exactly. She's like the worst, and we're like, we love you, girl.
You find yourself. You be a powerhouse. She's like, and then go die in a corner, I guess, because you're a vampire, unfortunately.
You're right.
I don't know.
God, what a wild year we've had.
So many things we've learned about. So many stories. I don't understand how Webtoon keeps pumping out these stories and none of them get repetitive. I know there are some that are repetitive on the platform, but I feel like we are so good at finding ones that don't repeat. Or, like, if we do, like, Stepmother is a better version of one that we liked in the past, which we are always up for that.
Yes.
Too,
well, so. It is different. It's a reincarnation.
I feel like it's really cool because it's based on a novel that was written that she wrote, and she's reincarnated in her novel. So, I mean, that is definitely a twist to a story.
I love how that's actually an entire genre, and I've never really read things in it because other people have talked about it. They're like, yeah, that's a... I actually read too many things in that genre, and I'm like, what?
What, in reincarnation?
Yes.
I didn't know that was either.
It's like a whole genre, which I guess it is, because there is, like, From a Knight to a Lady, and there was another one that was, like, the main character's girlfriend or something that I started, but I didn't keep up with it. I didn't like it that much, and there are more.
There is a lot that covers reincarnation, which is a really cool aspect to tie into a story.
Yeah, I like it. Like I said, I did start one, I guess, that I didn't care for, but that's fine. That's kind of the beauty of Webtoon, is you don't have to keep reading it if you don't like it.
back away from the webtoon.
I think about that all the time. Because there's plenty of them, too, that even Tiff and I have been reading lately that I don't want to say drop, but not as faithful to them anymore because I'm getting a little angry. And that's not why I come here.
Mention any names.
Anyways. Oh, Remarried Empress went away and came back in 2021. It, like, became big in 2021. That's when everyone started, becoming a big... It became a big deal, and then it did go on a short... It was a short hiatus. I think it was a pretty standard, few months. I am on the bandwagon now. I can officially say that, because where the story is now is, right where I need it to be super into it, so... Like, she's in Henry's kingdom now.
Nice.
So it's actually...
I need to get there. I need to get to that point because I have mixed emotions about that webtoon just because of Rashda. She literally made it very hard for me to read. She is... I am completely aware if I hate someone in the story that makes it very uncomfortable for me to read, I'm going to stop. I'm not going to torture myself and keep reading it.
And honestly, you shouldn't.
She's a villain. You're supposed to hate her. But there, the point where I was in the story, it was just episode after episode of her. And it was at the point that I didn't really care about her past or her story. And I'm like, ugh.
It's so hard. I will say, I think I skimmed over a lot of it. Because I think I kind of, okay, I get the gist. Rashda's the worst. I'm not going to like her. And I would kind of skim over a little bit of that and move on. And now she's barely in it. And if she is, it's kind of a little passing look back at the kingdom. And you get to see her ex, who sucks also, feeling bad that she left. And I'm like, yeah. And then Rashda's like, why is he sad? And I'm like, because you're stupid. And then I feel vindicated.
I have to get back on. I don't know. It's going to take a little bit,
It will.
Bit, though.
And you know what? Don't force yourself. It's fine. But that did come back. And I'm enjoying it. Another one that just went. And we are now waiting for the next season will be Lore Olympus. And I think we have a couple fast passes left. But then, what's going on?
I feel 2022 is going to have a lot of crazy stuff happening.
Returns. We're going to get FaZe back. We're going to get Everything is Fine. We're going to get Purple Hyacinth. I know that's around the corner because she's sharing teasers now.
I don't know, guys. Maybe we'll find out who the Phantom Scythe is.
Do you think? Will 2022 be the year?
Who knows?
God, I hope so. If I don't start getting some answers on that pretty soon.
I don't know.
About getting angry.
We got no answers in 2021.
I'm about to throw a chair through my door. Through my wall. I don't even know. But fingers crossed. Get somewhere.
Some answers about Dylan and Kieran.
Yes.
And some answers about Youngie and Kosuke.
Jesus Christ.
And some answers.
Please get moving? It was so weird. Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
The only thing we want for 2022 is answers. That's the only thing we want.
Insert Kylie Jenner, where she's like, I think this is going to be the year of realizing things. I want that to be us. I want us to realize things because we get answers.
Honestly, please. That's what we want. That's our New Year's resolution.
Oh, God. And I suppose to wrap it up, we won't spend a whole lot of time on it, but since we did bring it up, if you guys haven't yet checked out your Webtoon stats from 2021, go ahead and do it. Webtoon provided that for us. It's kind of like the Spotify Wrapped. At the end of the year, they'll show you all your Webtoon achievements, if you want to call them that. And it's so fun to look at. You get to know what was your most read webtoon. What did you fast pass the most? It does tell you if you were in the top percentile of whatever for fast passing or...
Which both of us were. We were both in that category. My top one was Unholy Blood for most read.
My most read was Age Matters. My second one that was my most fast pass was FaZe, which I'm assuming is because...
FaZe was my fast pass,
yeah,
too.
I'm assuming it's because they don't want to re... I would guess my most fast pass was probably Age Matters, but they probably don't want to re-say it again.
All my stuff just fell off.
Oh.
Happy New Year.
It's all right. We're almost done. Anyways, check those out. That was really fun. I liked seeing, I spent 318 days reading Webtoons this year. I'm like shocked to find out that there were days I wasn't on Webtoon.
Right. I don't even remember my numbers, but they were high. They were high. But not as high as yours. Definitely not as high as yours.
And mine weren't even as high as others. But it's not a competition, guys. However much time you spent or didn't spend on Webtoon is your own prerogative. And as long as you walked away having enjoyed your time, it's all that matters. You don't need to aspire to have 318 days with Webtoon. Well, In fact, I should probably maybe my goal for 2022 will be like 300 days with Webtoon. Let's see if I can maybe have a life for 3 weeks instead. We'll see what happens. Actually, before we sign off, we should predict what we think our number ones will be for next year.
Ooh, that's a good idea. If In the Bleak Midwinter comes back, that will be my number one webtoon for 2022. It always is my number one when it's around.
It's going to be a toss-up for me, I think, because I've reread a couple of them. The Heroine's Stepmother and Half Ghost. I seem to spend a lot of time going back and looking at both of those. So I think it'll probably be the Stepmother one, but
if In the Bleak Midwinter does not return, I feel like Eternal Nocturnal is going to be a number one for me because I am falling madly in love with the story.
100%. I wouldn't be surprised if that's not number one. It'll probably be like one of your most fast-passed. I don't even know for fast-passed because I still am kind of confused how they calculated that. I'm going to say my most read will be the Heroine Stepmother and my most fast-passed is going to be Half Ghost. Those are my predictions for me.
Yeah, I think that makes sense for you. I think In the Bleak Midwinter will be my number one and Eternal Nocturnal. And then most fast pass would definitely be Double Agent because I fast pass 7 fast passes.
That is so true. Well, and then they had the Daily Pass one and I'm like, I've only used those like once. So of course it was only like one webtoon.
I know there was one. It said for Mayan, it was My Dear Cold-Blooded King, because I just clicked in there to, like, look at an image for our episode, and, like, I just daily passed one, and they're like, you daily passed this webtoon. I was like, one time.
You're like, I guess I don't daily pass enough, because, yeah, I did daily pass that one episode, didn't I?
I guess. I was just looking for What's-His-Face's abs for our channel, so.
Classic. Who had the best abs of 2021?
I would have to say Untae and Bale.
Oh, God, tie. Right.
And I think for 2022, it's going to be Day from Eternal Nocturnal.
I agree, too, because she's the queen of abs.
And Badass Chick for 2021 was definitely high in hands
down.
Oh,
sure.
And I think for 2022, Badass Chick, maybe Sasha from God, Double Agent.
I would totally call
if she starts to grow a little bit, it might take her 2 years. I don't
She's still chasing around those chickens. It's getting a little she's getting there though. She's getting there. Or maybe Maggie'll come back in 2022 and she'll just like kill everybody.
Yes. And you know, Charlie will be back.
Oh, I can't wait to see Charlie. You don't really see any of them. And I'm like, I can't wait.
Top ginger.
Who's your favorite ginger of 2021?
No.
Okay. Oh, Untae for sure.
But maybe for 2022, it will be Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
If we get him back.
Might turn over a new leaf.
And then I got Leon too, but I'm so mad at Leon that I'm not even considering him right now.
No, so. Leon is no longer our favorite ginger.
Is he even a ginger anymore?
Can you be a ginger in cyberspace?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
This whole episode, my hat falls down in my background. I'm like, hey.
It's okay. I really do want to apologize because I know this is I'm the only person this is probably going to bother, but I could not turn my heater off because it is currently like at probably 3 below outside. and my house doesn't retain heat very well, so I cannot turn my heater off, so you're gonna hear it running during this recording, and I'm very sorry.
We appreciate that you are warm, so.
I would have turned it off, but I'm like, my house will freeze.
You know, New Year's is always about changing something or getting better at something for yourself, so we're gonna try to do that on our show, friends.
Hell yeah, guys. Which means we will be trying to come back within the I don't know if we'll have a new episode the first week already, but definitely within the second week of January, we'll get one up. We'll let ourselves unwind from the holiday season for a week, maybe, and then come back swinging.
You gotta be there for us.
Yeah, guys, you gotta come hang out with us. There are 500 of you. Where are you?
Where are you?
Watch it, since it's like $4.99 now. I'm always so scared to be like, thanks for 500 subs, because then we like lose one and I'm like, never mind.
Never mind, just kidding. That didn't happen. Drop some comments down below. Tell us what your favorite moment of 2021 in the Webtoon universe was.
Go look at your Webtoon stats, and then I really do want to know, like, how many days did you spend? What was your most read Webtoon? Like, please comment it down below. It's so fun to see what everyone's were.
I guess cheers.
Cheers.
To New Year's.
To 2022, everybody.
We hope you have a safe and healthy New Year's.
Keep reading Webtoons. Keep up with the keep up with the nude universe. I know I will.
Whoa.
I'm talking about noodles, thank you. And the nerd universe. Make sure you're following us. I know this is like the end of the episode where we've already lost everybody, but if you are here, make sure you're following us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all the things. And we're gonna be right back on top of them again now that the year is beginning. We like to have conversations with you guys, so like join our Discord and stuff, and I can't talk, which means this is over, okay? I gotta go.
Over.
I gotta leave.
We're not even drinking alcohol.
I'm like, this is cream soda. What are you doing to me? Thanks for being here. We love you guys so much. And until next time.
Over and...